You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. We're just 2 days away from the NFC Championship game. The Eagles are a win away from returning to the Super Bowl, so the city is gearing up for possible celebrations in the streets. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from outside the link.
The Eagles are on the doorstep of their second Super Bowl appearance in 3 years, their third in a decade, and fans are excited, and some of them this morning went to a pep rally thrown by our partners with NBC 10. Kim Riggi was there wearing a green wig and green feather coat that we complimented her on.
Thank you. Go Birds!
She's also a bartender at The Link.
The energy's been amazing, amazing, and I give them more energy! Let's go!
There will be a lot of excited fans like Kim on Sunday, and the city is urging those fans to celebrate safely and to not climb the poles, greased or not. There will be parking restrictions at some of the typical hotspots as well, so around City Hall and along South Broad Street in Center City, no parking starts at noon tomorrow. Along South Broad here in South Philly and at Frankfort and Common in Mayfair, those restrictions are in place on Sunday.
Any cars left in the no parking zones will be towed, and you'll have to call the police to ask them where they put it. Philadelphia police have taken into custody a man who they say fired shots at officers and barricaded himself inside a northeast home. It all started around 7 a.m. Philadelphia police went to a house on Varee Road near Oxford Avenue in Burholm for a report of a guy with a gun. When they got there, police say a 59-year-old man fired shots at them through the front door. None of the officers were injured, and cops did not return fire. The man surrendered to the police after about 2 hours. Police are looking for thieves that use chains and a minivan to rip an ATM out of the floor of a Chinese restaurant in Huntington Park. It happened around 6 Thursday night at the Lucky Garden restaurant at 8th and West Cayuga Streets. Philadelphia police say two men wearing masks walked in and wrapped the ATM in a chain, then attached it to a tan-colored Ford minivan. They hit the gas and tore out the machine. The van was last seen going south on 8th Street. Police describe it as a Ford from about 2007. The owner of the restaurant says there was about $2,000 in the ATM. One of the top teams in Division III men's college basketball this season is Gwinnett Mercy University out in Montgomery County. KYW's Matt Leon has more.
The Griffins started the season by winning a program record 13 straight games, and they sit at 15-2 right now on the season. Gwinnett Mercy can score the basketball. They average 86 points a game, and on defense, they cause problems, forcing opponents to turn the ball over 20 times a night on average. Now, back on January 11th, John Barron, who has been the head coach at Gwinnett Mercy since 2002, picked up his 400th career victory. So what does that milestone mean to him?
It's 22 years of great families trusting me with their sons, and then working with a lot of really good coaches that help us cultivate the talent and cultivate the chemistry of all of these kids that we've had over the years into a really good family.
Barron's Griffins return to action on Saturday with a visit to Newman University. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker took another stab at the Eagles' cheer as she welcomed the team's Road to Victory bus tour to Love Park. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was there.
Your mayor done went out there and got in trouble, y'all.
Mayor Parker's been a good sport about mangling her spelling during an impromptu Eagles cheer while talking about the snow last Sunday.
We have to show the nation that your mayor's also a good student. So, Philly, are you ready to teach your mayor? Teach your mayor how do we spell Eagles?
E-A-G-L-E-S.
The mayor rallied about 100 or so fans who braved the cold to show their devotion to the team as the drumline and cheerleaders entertained and Eagles Hall of Famer Trey Thomas predicted victory.
The road right now is just perfect for this team to not only get it to the Super Bowl, to win it as well.
Kickoff for Sunday's big game against the Commanders is at 3 p.m. That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.